You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's December the 11th, 2022. Good evening and hello to everybody just logging into the chat room there. Good evening to everybody there. Now, my guest on the show tonight is a chap called Dr. Edward F. Group III. And Dr. Edward has been doing fantastic work over in the States and being involved in key groups regarding COVID and other things. And obviously we're going to try and do our very best to be solutions based tonight. And if you have any questions on the chat room, Dr. Ed would be very happy to answer them. So don't be shy. Put your question in the chat room there and then we'll ask Dr. Ed. Right, before we talk about a few things and get on, as usual, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, folks, you know the website, circleofwhitelight.com, also circleofwhitelightradio.com, and you'll find me on Patreon /COWLR. PayPal on the website for donations. Thanks to everybody who donates. The donation went out during the week, I'm glad to say. The good news is that we basically October, November, December together for the donations. And we donated 900 euros plus 20 sleeping bags to a local charity down in Clonmel. I'll give you more information next week on it. But basically, things are going great. The whole idea is to feed 100 low income and 20 homeless people for the Christmas. So Christmas Day, Christmas dinner will be provided by a local hotel. And that's where the donations went to. And the 20 sleeping bags are gone to the 20 homeless people as well. Obviously, we'd love to do a lot more, but unfortunately, we can only do what we can with the donations that we have. So a big thank you to everybody who donated. Can you afford 1 euro a month? That's all it is. 1 euro a month, and it's amazing what we can do. So I'll go into more detail next week and we'll talk about it. Just confirmation on a few things. But basically, that's just to give you an idea of what we did during the week. And thanks to David in the assembly group for making the nomination there to the Clonmel Food Bank, which was that's where the donation went to. Okay, and also on the website, if you want to sign up to our newsletter, put in your email address and you'll be kept up to date of the things that are going on. And t-shirts are available, 10 euros plus postage and packing. And I think that's all I have on my list. I know I keep saying that I should do that, automate that. You know, maybe I will get around, maybe in the new year, see what happens anyway. Excuse me. Okay, so just a couple of things to chat about. On the website iflscience.com, they're saying here that the next pandemic could be worse than COVID-19, warns vaccine creator. You know what? They're going to create another one, you mean? There you go. One of the lead creators of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine has delivered a grim warning. It's unlikely that COVID-19 will be the last virus to threaten our lifetime, and the next pandemic could prove to be both more contagious and more lethal. Well, they're probably working on it at the moment, so yeah, no surprise there. Delivering the BBC's 44th prestigious Richard Dimbleby lecture, Dame Sarah Gilbert said the world needs to ensure that we're ready for the next pandemic and not lose sight of the important scientific insights we've gained while dealing with COVID-19. Yeah, I bet. This will not be the last time a virus threatens our lives and our livelihoods. The truth is the next one could be worse. Well, I'm sure bloody will be if it's got to do with the cabal. It could be more contagious or more lethal or both, Dame Sarah said, reports to the BBC. We cannot allow a situation where we have gone through all we have gone through and then find that the enormous economic losses we have sustained mean that there is still no funding for pandemic preparedness, she stated. The advances we have made and the knowledge we have gained must not be lost. What's sticking people with nanotech technology in an mRNA experimental jab? Yes, very good. And the other thing that I have on the list here is from theindependent.ie, and it said, tracker and variable rate mortgage holders face another big financial hit as the European Central Bank, ECB, is set to hike its main lending rate again next week. So how many interest rates have we had so far? About three? Central Bank of Ireland Governor Gabriel Macroff has already warned of another mega hike of 0.5% points. If this is announced tomorrow week, it will mean the annual cost of repayments on a 200,000 mortgage will be, have shot up by close to 3,000 euros in a year. I've seen, definitely on my own mortgage, I've seen, I'm pretty sure it's gone up about three times. And they're saying now that it's going to go up again because we have to pay for everything. The taxpayer gets hit with everything. So no matter what happens, just throw it on to the taxpayer because we have to pay everything. And we just can't afford to be, keep paying and forking out. But do they see it? Do the politicians see it? Do they? Of course not. Obviously, this is why, you know, the central banks have no money, apparently. I was listening to a financial expert earlier today, and he was saying that the central banks have no money. And this is what they're doing. They're saying, well, we've no money, and the taxpayer is going to have to bail us out, so we're going to have to hike up the actual interest rates again. This is what he was saying. Okay, so just my week. Now, I've been thinking about doing video blogs on the Patreon channel rather than just the text blogs. Now, I'm not a fan of doing videos, you know, face for radio, voice for print and all that, or being on video, but it'll be just on Patreon, and so it's a bit more private. It's not out in the general public, and so I can talk about stuff that I wouldn't say out in the general public. So I just might do a couple to see how I get on and then get some feedback from the patrons on Patreon and see what happens. It'd be better than the normal just a text blog that I do every week. Every Monday I do a blog for Patreon and put it up there and give my thoughts on the interview the night after and a few of the bits and pieces, maybe a few links and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens anyway. I'll have to see what I can do during the week. I'll plan something, you never know. And see what happens. Right, okay. Now I'm going to bring my guest in. Dr. Edward F. Group III founded Global Healing Center in 1998 with the goal of providing the highest quality natural health information and products. He is world renowned for his research on the root cause of disease. Under his leadership, Global Healing Center earned recognition as one of the largest natural and organic health resources in the world. He has been named as Top Life Coaches of the Year, and his online school, the Global Healing Institute, earned the recognition of Top 10 Educational Platforms in its first year. Dr. Group is a truth seeker, survivalist, veteran of the United States Army, and an alumni of both Harvard and MIT Business Schools. He is a best-selling author and has over 30 million views on his YouTube channel. He is a frequent guest on radio and television programs, documentary films, and in major publications. Good evening, Dr. Ed. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. Much appreciated to have that knowledge. Obviously, with everything that's going on in the world at the moment, with people's, not just the normal health issues that everybody has, but obviously the elephant in the room that we've had for the last 2 years of COVID and what's going on. So before we get into that, obviously, it's interesting that you're ex-US Army and you're obviously MIT and Harvard as well. So, you know, what made you kind of go down the health route? What was the trigger for you to kind of get into health and obviously to realize that the world is not what you thought it was?
Well, I got into health about 25 years ago, natural health, let's say, and I was brainwashed. I mean, I was wanting to be a heart surgeon, and it was weeks away, about 2 weeks away from me taking my MCAT to go into medical school. And it's just luck, really, and blessing from God of how the world works. I ended up going to a dinner and sitting next to a guy that was heading up a research team back in 1995 that was designed to identify the root cause of cancer. And in 95, there wasn't internet back then. I mean, it was just basically you had to go to these underground conventions and such to get information and call people on the phone. And anyway, him and I were arguing back and forth because he was really into natural medicine and he was really against allopathic, and he was telling me that everything I was studying was wrong, and was asking me questions like, well, have you ever broken down a pharmaceutical and seen what it actually does to the body? It's like putting a Band-Aid over the oil light in your car when it comes on. You know, you're never addressing the root cause. You're always addressing the symptoms. And I mean, on and on. And I was kind of aggravated with him. And but I've kind of been a free thinker. And I went home and started thinking about it. I just couldn't get it out of my mind. So about 2 days later, I went to the library and I started breaking down pharmaceuticals. And within about 4 hours, I realized that it was one of those oh my gosh moments or these aha moments. And I realized that everything I was being taught was a lie, that pharmaceuticals, you know, in emergency cases, they can maybe potentially be okay. But I really realized, I mean, I saw that the whole pharmaceutical industry, the whole medical industry was basically a lie. And their main mission was to control you, to keep you sick, to never tell you why you have the condition that you have, and to keep prescribing medication after medication after medication until you die, basically. So I went back to him and told him, asked him to teach me everything he knows and asked if I could be on his research team. And that was the beginning of my natural health journey.
That's incredible, isn't it? It's just amazing. And I've said this to a number of people, especially who are kind of still in the matrix, let's just call it that, that we give the responsibility of our health to a company that relies on us being sick for their profits.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And, you know, we spent 2 years going traveling around talking to doctors that were in reviewing their success rates. And even in the 90s, you know, we heard stories of doctors being killed off when they had successful cancer clinics. And we had the opportunity back in like 1996 to be on Royal Raymond Rife's research team with Barry Lyons, who wrote the book The Cancer Cure That Worked. And got access to Rife's original lab manuals. And people who don't know who Royal Rife is, he was very instrumental in identifying organisms, harmful organisms with all diseases. And he developed the light microscope, which could view live organisms at over 100,000 X. And he developed frequency devices that could basically, in his studies, not only eliminate most diseases, but ultimately cancer as well. And so I was given all of his original lab manuals and all of his original lab documents. And so we got to study all those and even Tesla's stuff. And ultimately we realized in all of our research, the simplicity of all of it, that all disease, it doesn't matter if you have migraine headaches or arthritis or cancer or diabetes or heart disease, it doesn't matter. All disease and conditions and symptoms are caused by two distinct things: a toxic external environment and a toxic internal environment. And it's just like Bruce Lipton and many others with the epigenetics have said, that your environment is what causes disease or illness. And so the external environment that I'm talking about could be your friends you're hanging out around with. It can be what you're watching on TV. It can be the mold in your house. It can be anything that you're exposing yourself to that can decrease your vibrational or energetic frequencies. And the internal environment, we all know, the food and the water and everything, anything that you're putting inside yourself and all the chemicals and toxins that end up building up inside your system. So it's all toxicity, really, is what it's all about. And the good thing is, if you have a toxic, or you're living in a toxic external environment, or you're poisoning your internal environment, the solution to that, because I'm all solution-oriented, everything that we talk about, we you know, here's what's causing the issue and here's the solution to the issue, is detoxification and cleansing. And ultimately that's, you know, that's how God works and that's how the universe works. And it's just, we take a shower every day to clean the outside of our skin but we never detoxify and clean the inside of our bodies. So that's what really was the core of our success. And then we opened up our own cancer and degenerative disease clinic, and then were raided and shut down by the FDA. And I almost got thrown in jail for a long period of time for doing what's right, teaching people how to heal themselves and to reactivate their own self-healing mechanism. So that's a short history of the last 25 years.
Yeah, it's something that I say to people about Roy Raymond Rife as well, and the technology that he had in the 20s, and the fact that it was actually removed and hidden, because obviously we don't want anything affecting the bottom line in Big Pharma. And having worked for Big Pharma myself, I've been in there. Obviously it's very important that their bottom line and the margins are not affected in any way. Their profits are never not affected. And obviously their system and their methods, as we all know, is really to just treat the symptom and not the cause. Because if they can get perpetual drugs, say like diabetes, where you have people are buying the drugs every month, and they have this constant funding coming in, these payments coming in from the drugs they bought every month, that's exactly what they want. So they're not interested in, obviously, you know, finding the cause of it. They'll just treat the symptom, as you said. So that makes sense. Now, the cancer thing is very important, because so many people now are obviously suffering from that, especially with, obviously, the news regarding COVID and the aggressive cancer. Now, I was just wondering, Dr. Ed, have you heard of Dr. Tullio Simoncini in Italy?
Yes.
Okay, cool, because I did an interview with him. And again, there's so many treatments out there that can be used to actually fight the cancer. And I actually have a photograph. Excuse me. I know somebody that a few years ago, their little girl had leukemia, and she was in a children's hospital. And one day he went up and just to visit her and see how she was. And he looked at the drip, and on the drip, and I have a photo of this, was sodium bicarb. Now, obviously, you must be using it, but they're not telling people they're using it. And maybe they're putting it down to chemo drugs and everything else, again, as a kind of selling point. What would you, do you think that's what they'd be up to? That, you know, purely that they'd be using it, but not telling people they're using it, and then credit chemo for that?
I have never heard that before, except through, you know, a few different circles. But let's talk about why you would want to use that to begin with. I'm always the kind of doctor that asks why and keep digging deeper and deeper to the root cause. And in my research after 25 years, and this is exactly what Rife, and in his internal notes that I've reviewed, he attributes all disease to parasites. Now, what is a parasite? A parasite is any microorganism, or not even micro, really, any micro or standard organism that lives off of the host mechanism that creates damage. So we'll talk about why the bicarb here in a second. Right, in Rife's personal notes and writings, and not only Rife's, and many, and we've even used multiple protocols to get rid of parasites over the years. Even Holda Clark talked about it. Many physicians talk about all disease has a parasitical component to it. And by the way, the definition of a parasite is anything that lives off of a host mechanism that causes it harm. However, most people just think parasites are worms. Parasites are mold, fungus, candida, yeast, bacteria. If you want to say they're, you know, such thing as viruses, you can say that. Anything that's in the body that's living. And now, by the way, in the last couple of years, not only do we have biological parasites, we have synthetic parasites that have been created by man. So why would a bicarb, and why would ozone, and why would all these things work when someone has conditions? Why? Because they're killing off the parasites in the body. Parasites are the main thing. And even in Rife's personal notes, he said, I can see living organisms, millions of them, thousands of them, at 100,000x. I can even see pleomorphic organisms, which means he's actually witnessing bacteria changing into other protozoa, or fungus changing into a bacteria. That's called pleomorphism, where one organism can actually transform into another organism. He said, this is at 100,000x, But there are worlds and worlds of even smaller parasites that are living that we cannot even see with the human eye or with the greatest living microscope. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because any of these therapies that are working, whether they're trying to increase the body's acidity levels, which is one of the biggest things that you want to do is change the body's levels from acid to alkaline. Mm. And if you don't kill the parasites, it's extremely hard to do that because the parasites are the organisms that are dying inside your body that your body has to get rid of. But not only that, they're secreting the isopropyl alcohol. When they go to the bathroom in your body, they secrete isopropyl alcohol, formaldehyde, phenol, very acidic compounds. So what we realized in all of our research was that there's four things that anyone with any condition needs to do. Number one, they need to clean and heal your gut. Number two, you need to clean and heal your liver because the liver is congested. It's like an oil filter that people have never changed in 20, 30, 40 years. You need to eliminate all the parasites out of your body. And then you need to eliminate all the chemicals and heavy metals out of your body. And once you've done that, your body's own self-healing mechanism starts to kick in and starts the healing process. So when someone, let's say, is using a sodium bicarbonate, what is that really doing? It's alkalizing, but in reality, what it's also doing is changing the environment. It's changing the environment so those parasites cannot thrive. Because they, you know, cannot live in that alkaline-based environment. So that's and what we've seen in the last 2 years, especially with people using more of the ivermectin and using more of the Paratrex and using more of the hydroxychloroquine and some of these wormwood and black walnut hull and such, we started seeing all kinds of conditions just start to go away, including cancer. Because people are focusing on the root cause of all these conditions is toxicity. And one of the biggest toxicities that people are suffering from is infestation of parasites.
Okay. And we will kind of get into the solutions, obviously, because I know people will want to know what can they take to do that. And of course, you know, so many people that I know, and I'm sure the listeners know, everybody has something. They have a complaint in some way or they're not happy about something, whether it's inflammation of the joints or it could be a disease or it could be some kind of symptom like fibromyalgia or something like that. We all know somebody that has something. And as you say, you know, we have to go back to basics and we have to look at the toxicity of the body and then obviously take it from there and decide what to take. Now, I know there's going to be people out there who will say, well, look, I'm happy to do that, but there's certain treatments that I can't take for my body. Maybe, you know, like some people can take penicillin and other people can take penicillin. And I know there's doctors are saying also that it's been said to a member of my family at one time that I suggested they take, I think it was sodium bicarb or something very kind of natural, magnesium. That's what it was. Take magnesium because they had inflammation in their joints. And I was saying, well, change your diet, start taking magnesium. Because that's one of the things that your body lacks. And they were told by the doctor, no, you can't take that. That's going to affect you. And I'm thinking, but you have magnesium in your body already. So how can you take in more magnesium affect your body? Now, I don't know whether he was right or wrong, whether, you know, but she didn't want to take the chance of taking more magnesium to try and help out. So, you know, this is the problem. So I think what we can do is we will actually get into the solutions later on in the show and try and come up with a plan for people if we can to get them started at least and go through stuff. Now, Rife, the fact that you mentioned Rife, that's quite important because there's a lot of technology out there claiming to use the Rife technology and use the frequencies. And I'm not saying I have the spooky machines. And people have had some great success with the spooky devices, and that uses frequencies. to actually, you know, they have a database on the Speaky website, and you pick out what your symptom is, and they'll have a frequency for that, and then you run the frequency on the device. And there's multiple devices out there. What would be the best solution for people who want to go down the technology route with Rife frequencies? I mean, do you use them machines yourself?
No, I don't, because when we finished our research back in the 90s with Rife, our next research was, let's look at all of the Rife machines that are currently available. In Rife's notes, he was very specific that you need platinum electrodes, you need a round glass quartz chamber, and you need helium gas for the frequencies to be specific. Now, with nowadays, and I am familiar with the Speaky 2, and I'm not saying anything negative against any of these Rife machines out there, because I think they can still, you know, give positive effects. But just remember what they're doing. They're killing off the parasites is what they're doing. Frequencies can be extremely beneficial to help with DNA repair. They can, you know, be extremely beneficial. But in the world we're living in today, at least in the United States, I mean, they're putting up, you know, a massive amounts of 5G towers. They even have hidden 5G transponders inside the homes with the routers. Most people don't know that, but if you look at the terms of service agreement that you sign with your Wi-Fi provider, you know, buried deep into that 30 pages of documentation, you're going to see that there's a clause that says that there is a 5G transponder inside your router that they can turn on and off whenever they want, because the 5G frequency waves don't travel that far, so they're trying to get it inside everybody's homes. So when you're using frequencies, your frequencies can be altered by other frequencies. Now, I personally don't have one of those machines, but I'm not against people using those machines. I'm open to anything that's going to raise your vibration or your energy or make you better, in my mind, is a good thing. And there's thousands of things out there that do that. I mean, you look at all the different types of red light modalities, laser, Rife machines, foot baths, massage, acupuncture. There's thousands and thousands of ways to heal, you know, sunlight, grounding. And those are all things ultimately in reality. If you narrow it down, because I'm all about simplicity, I believe that you really don't need any of that stuff to heal yourself. And I'll talk about something today. It's going to be very controversial. Well, if you allow me to talk about it, I'll tell you one thing that everybody has for free that's the most powerful healing modality ever created. If we have proper sleep, if we have proper grounding, if we have utilized proper meditation in our minds the right way, then we don't need anything outside of ourselves to heal the body. Mm. It's just that we haven't been taught how to properly utilize those things, because the deepest, darkest secrets the medical profession hopes you never, ever find out, only very few people know those secrets. And I'll share one of those secrets with your listeners today if you'd like me to.
Of course.
But the point I'm trying to make is those are all external. Those are all great. And if you're beginning on your healing journey, or if you're, you know, if you're an advanced healer, you know, those are all different aspects that you can use. I call them external healing devices, even though they might work internally. But you still should come back always to the core basis and look at the root cause of why you have those conditions to begin with. And that's why you should always, you know, have a really good intestinal gut health cleansing program, a liver cleanse, keep your liver clean and functioning, and then keep all the parasites out of your body, and then keep all the chemicals and heavy metals out of your body. If you do that, those four things, your body's self-healing mechanism, you know, is going to be strong, and you're going to be able to prevent or handle any type of conditions that you might have. But going back to Rife's work on the parasites, those frequencies are great to help kill off some of those parasites inside your system. And even MD Anderson is coming out now, and they're finally in the study saying that cancer has its own microbiome. Wow. So now, you know, what he was talking about in the 1920s, they're talking about right now, Okay, they're calling it a microbiome, but I mean, basically, he said cancer was fungus, and he identified the BX virus with cancer as well.
Well, this is what I found interesting when I was speaking to Dr. Simoncini, and he did the videos, and he was saying that he could actually cure because he was a doctor. Well, he was a doctor until they pulled his medical license because he was healing and curing so many people. He was saying he could treat breast cancer in 6 days by putting a cannula straight to where the tumor is and washing it. And he actually had video footage of it being a fungus. And it was, I mean, it was brilliant. And he had a website, and whatever cancer you had, he suggested what you had to do, depending on the cancer you had. And they, you know, obviously they, he was questioning the fact that, you know, the benefits of sodium bicarb, and they, his peers were saying, oh no, you don't want to go down that road. Because obviously a lot, if not all, of the medical colleges are funded by Big Pharma. So, you know, again, you know, to buy, go down to the local shop and buy sodium bicarb, obviously make sure you have the right sodium bicarb. You want to make sure it's lumpy and not the powder stuff, because the powder stuff has aluminium in it. You don't want that. You want to make sure it's lumpy. But it's just amazing that we have these products that we can buy, but Big Pharma doesn't make money if we can do that. So this is why, you know, the whole idea of, I think it's 1935 over here in Ireland, they brought in an act saying that only doctors can cure patients. You can only say the word cure for a doctor, which is ridiculous when we have all these alternative solutions out there. Even cannabis with THC. You know, again, we have Ricky Simpson. I interviewed Ricky Simpson, and he was having, you know, great results helping people with cancer, and they hounded them down. He had to leave Canada. You know, it's just amazing how they just step on people who have a solution to fix a health issue.
Oh, yeah. They watch everybody really close. They kill people off if they get too big. They suppress you. It's just like, it's just almost similar to the oil and gas industry. So you have big pharma, big oil and gas, and big agriculture. And then you have big media also, which is kind of the controlling arm of everything. Mm. And just like Tesla had a magnetic car back in the day, which, you know, went 80 miles an hour and drove it around the track for, you know, weeks on end. There's been people that have come out with hydrogen cars, cars that run on water. And they, you know, they end up missing or dead and killed. And just like all the doctors, there's plenty. There's not just like one cure out there. You know, really, it's the individual person that cures themselves ultimately, because they have to listen and do what the doctor tells them to do. But it's very important for a doctor. The true definition, in my opinion, of a doctor is a teacher. That's what's missing. It's the educational components that's missing. And that's done for a reason, because they don't want people to understand and listen to their body and know about how their body works. Because if they do, they wouldn't look at doctors as gods and run to the doctor. It's what we saw during COVID over here was just incredibly saddening. I mean, I saw people that had been in natural health for years that were so scared that they just immediately ran to the hospital and ran to their doctors. I thought that, you know, with that amount of fear that was being instilled over nothing, over something that was no worse than the annual flu, I thought more people were awake. It was very eye-opening for me in the, I don't know about Ireland, but in the United States, to see how many people basically just got down on their knees and submitted to the narrative that was being fed to them.
Well, over here in Ireland, it was the same, Dr. Ed, the same thing. But what they did over here in the UK and Ireland is they have these groups called, the government have these groups called nudge groups. And nudge groups are basically groups of psychologists and doctors who come together and work out a way that they can use psychology to manipulate the masses. And obviously, they use fear to do it. And it was 24/7 fear, which shuts down the prefrontal cortex, which means there's no critical thinking, and people are panicking, fight or flight mode, and they just run to the local, you know, tent to get the jab because, you know, it's pumped out, you know, 24/7. And the doctors are saying it and everything else. And so Ireland and the UK, well, no different than America. As I say, America, over here in Ireland, the nudge group was called NEFID, and in the UK it was called SAGE. And I'm sure the States had their own nudge group over there doing the same thing. frightened the people, and the media pushed it all out from there. So the psychology was used to put the fear out in people, and that's really what happened. And people, you know, were just lining up, queuing up, probably like in the States as well, to get these jabs without actually asking any questions. And obviously, a lot of people who are in the alt media, we knew this was coming down the road. We actually knew this years and years ago. And I remember I seen a video of interviewed Dr. Rima LeBeau, and I've seen an interview of Dr. Rima LeBeau speaking to Jesse Ventura in 2009. And she was saying to him, this is what they're going to do. They're going to try and mandate the vaccines by some virus that's going to come out. And we had the swine flu and the avian flu, and they tried that, but it didn't stick. But for some reason, the COVID stuck, and they got what they wanted, or they started of their maybe it's Agenda 2030. You could probably part of that to roll out and for restrictions. But it was amazing how they did it. I give them credit for that. You know, a lot of people fell for it, and a lot of people didn't question it. And it was very difficult. So the people who resisted over them 2 years, well done for doing that. But, you know, the interview I had a couple of weeks ago with Dr. Richard Hertzman, the funeral director. Now we are seeing these aggressive cancers. I mean, Richard said that he is having bodies coming in that look healthy, because literally they are told you have cancer, and within 2 or 3 weeks, bang, they're dead. And obviously one, I don't know whether you can confirm this or not, but I've been told that there is something in the vaccine that switches off some switch in your body, enzyme in your body, which protects you from cancer. And because it switches that off, then obviously the cancer is rife from the vaccine. But I need that confirmed. I don't know whether you've come across that.
Well, we've come across a lot of things and a lot of different types of poisons and chemicals and hydrogels and quantum dots and nanobot technology. This is a transhumanism agenda, and you're right. I know Rima, and I've known her for years, and she's been yelling and screaming from the rooftops for, you know, probably over 20 years about all this stuff that's been coming down. See, they've told us what they're going to do for a long time ago. As a matter of fact, I came out and told everybody the exact same thing on the Alex Jones show in May. It was either March or May of 2018. I laid out the whole agenda, exactly what was going to happen with the pandemic, what they were going to use it for, and I even talked about how they were going to activate it with the frequencies. That was the last show that I ever did on Alex. I did over 100 shows on Alex Jones in the last 10 years, and that was the last one, because after that show, I had death threats, and everybody in my office had death threats, and it was pretty rough for the next year after I exposed exactly what their plan was. And it wasn't because I knew something more than anybody else. It's just that I dig deep and do research. I've had a research team constantly doing research on all this stuff for a long time, everything from geoengineering projects and chemtrails to fluoride in the water to the mercury in the mouth. You name it, we've been doing research and trying to expose all these and trying to educate people to watch out and to avoid these things. So we knew it was coming, and those other ones you talked about, like the swine flu and all that, those were just test runs. But the thing is, the reason why this was so different was because they're running out of time. People are waking up. And the big head of the snake, the big, big head of the snake is the media. They use the media to convince and to instill fear into everybody through the BBC, through CNN here in the States, through basically all the media channels and through social media. When they censor the truth, and they put out what they want you to hear, people are so gullible, and people want, you know, just have the news on all the time, that they just suck in this fear and they suck in this false information and all these deceptions. And so that's what happened with they pulled it off this time with this COVID situation and literally shut down, you know, the whole world as they installed massive amounts of 5G towers during the lockdowns because. I was one of the doctors on the COVID task force and the advisory board here in the United States under the Trump administration during this whole process. So it was 27 doctors that were chosen, and our job was to identify what was working and to give feedback. Our job was to work with the frontline doctors all over the world. And that's how you started hearing about hydroxychloroquine and all these other things, because we were relaying this information back up to the White House. However, it wasn't, you know, going further than that, because there were really hardcore, let's just say, I don't even know for sure, but we know that the information was being not disseminated properly and being withheld. Mm. So what that led to is, which people are starting to wake up now. People were waking up. Basically, that's why they had to go all out on this one, because from what Rima was talking about, what all the alternative media channels have been talking about really more and more since 2018, it reached critical mass. Like the general population all over the world was starting to question things, and so they needed to speed everything up. They needed to go full-blown. Otherwise, if they didn't full-blown everything and go full speed ahead, then the time that they had was running out. And so that's why they went ahead and moved everything to this big scenario to see how many people would basically submit. And the majority of people did submit because of the fear and everything that was taking place. So you're right when you talk about all of the different things. We don't even know in all the different lots. Still, we're finding out more things. Like Hirschman is finding a lot of these clots. We know that cancer has gone up 6,000%. We know people that have been cancer free for 2 or 3 years that got the jab, and all of a sudden within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, their cancer came back with an agenda. We do know that the immune pathways have been suppressed. The cancer enzymes have been altered. The DNA is being altered. We are looking deeply into this transhumanism with the research that's coming out by Karen Kingston, by Dr. Brian Artis, how they're using this hydrogel technology, how there's sleeper cells in there with E. coli, Marburg's, Ebola, that can be activated with different pulses of 5G. We know that, you know, the more injections that people are getting, the more chances are that they're going to be more easily controllable. This technology has been developed not only by DARPA, but by secret organizations dating back to the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, as far as when you're looking at being able to control the mind and be able to place thoughts into people's minds, make people depressed, make people suicidal. And how they do that is using just specific nano-based technology. It's the transhumanism agenda. And what that means is being able to infuse basically nano-sized robots into your system. That sounds crazy, but it's actually what is taking place right now. And we're talking about the injections, but we also believe that, well, we know there's patents out there to infuse this nanotechnology into the plants that we eat, into the air that we breathe through the chemtrails, the geoengineering projects, and through the water systems. So, you know, we're questioning now. You know, at the beginning it was like, okay, maybe just people that have had the jab. Now we're talking about people that we know that the shedding can have an effect on individuals. But you can pull up the patents on the nanotechnology being fused into plants and lettuces and different types of vegetables. And you know, some of the scientists that I've been communicating with lately who are questioning even if it's being put in our water supply. And not even we'll take it even one step further. Even in bottled water from the major companies, that if you look at the history of bottled water, there's been 2 or 3 companies that have been buying up all the bottled water companies for the last few years, and this nanotechnology and quantum dot and quantum dust technology is being put into pharmaceuticals, is being put into bottled water. Who knows what else? I mean, we're keeping our minds open at this point for, you know, as a researcher, you never want to be closed-minded. You always want to look at all the different type of scenarios that that people can be exposed to.
Yeah, no, definitely. I was watching a documentary during the week, and I'm pretty sure it was a doctor that was saying that before the elephant in the room, before we had the 2 years of COVID, he was saying about stillbirths, and he was saying the average percentage was between 13 and 14%, maybe at the most 16% of stillbirths in a year he would see and hear about and obviously be involved with. He said now, after the last 2 years, it's gone up to 74%.
Yes, and that is true. That is happening. We're seeing that happen all over the world right now with stillborns. We're seeing it happen with, you know, massive miscarriages, massive amount of miscarriages. I talked to a lady the other day that was super organic. She was not, did not have a jab. She lives out in the middle of nowhere, so she wasn't exposed to too many people. And she ended up miscarrying. And, you know, so we don't know what is, you know, maybe it is being sprayed in the air. You know, she lives in an area where there are lots of chemtrails, unfortunately. So these are all like really valid questions that we should be looking at and evaluating. And part of this agenda is population control. Absolutely. It's, you know, they're not quiet about that, right? Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the UN and all these organizations that are working together to not only depopulate the population, but also to take control over the world and implement the Agenda 2030 and the New World Order and the universal global currency and all this stuff. So, but at the same time, there's a lot of good going on, and there's a lot of people that are fighting it. There's a lot of white, you know, let's just say the white hats, the good guys, that are, you know, taking place. But the thing is, and this is kind of a conclusion, one of the conclusions that we've outlined in our research. We believe that there's a mass consciousness shift for the good, because I believe that we're all here to become enlightened beings. And ultimately, that's what one of our biggest missions is, to become enlightened. And there's always, if you look back in history, times where we go through, if you want to call them dark times, you can call them dark times. But in reality, I think that this is what we're going through right now is actually a really, really good thing. And let me explain why. We've become a worldwide society that's been addicted and that's been controlled. And when I say addicted, on purpose, when you look at the big media, big agriculture, big oil and gas, big pharma, and you look at Edward Bernays, you know, psychological research and stuff like that, they've literally taken control of our minds and our souls. Whether you, when I say we, but I mean, I'm talking 90% of the general population over the world. Okay. So we become so reliant on different things that we become I call it a zombified or an asleep society. And that means we basically just do as we're told. We go to the doctor. We have no self-interest. We've lost our connection to God because our pineal glands have been calcified with the fluoride and the halogens and the bromide and all the other stuff. So which they do when we're kids, they try to disconnect us from our spirituality, from God. And they do that through all the vaccines that you're given as a kid, and through the chemicals and the heavy metals and through the halogens that calcify your pineal gland. So what we're going through right now is what I like to call a great awakening, which is a really, really good thing. And the reason why you always have lots of pain and suffering and trauma when you're going through a transition is because that's the only way you're going to wake people up. So let's just say there's three different levels of energy and vibration. Okay. You have people that are already awakened, like your listeners, like you, like the people that we talk to, which understand and they can see this, right? They're vibrating. See, because just like Tesla and Einstein said, everything is vibration and energy. That's all we are. Okay. our level, we're just vibrating on a higher level of, and not meaning like that's an egotistical thing, but we're vibrating on a higher level because we've chosen to educate ourselves. We've chosen to see the truth. We seek for the truth. We're truth seekers. We're patriots. But it's very easy for us to see what's going on around us, right? So we're vibrating on a higher vibration. Mm. Now, you have the majority of people, 80%, 90% of the world's population that watch CNN all day and that live in this deceptive reality, they're vibrating and their energy is on a very, very, very low vibration. And that's why they can't understand what we're saying, and we look at them and say, how can you not see this? How can you not see, because of where they're living on that vibrational state? But then you have the middle section too, which a good group of people are moving up from that low vibrational state to that middle vibrational state. And those, if you're open enough to move from the lower vibration to the middle vibration, you have a good chance of survival. Because all the doctors that I'm in touch with, like Dr. Cole and Mekovitz and Sherry Tenpenny and Del Bigtree and all these individuals that we've been working together to try to identify these things, I can tell you that none of these individuals and doctors, aside from me, have said there's anything you can do. If you've gotten the jab, you have a 5-year survival rate, and that's it. Now, we can go into some solutions that we've uncovered that I feel can reverse that, but that's basically what's going on. So going back to this whole Great Awakening and why I think this is all a really good thing that's happening is I've had so many interviews with clients that have suffered from severe addictions. And this is, like I said, this all goes back to a society that's addicted to food, addicted to sugar, addicted to TV, addicted to social media, addicted to medicine, addicted to all these other things that are controlling their lives. And talking to individuals that have conquered addictions. I've talked to so many of them because my clients are, you know, a lot of them are very famous movie stars or billionaires or multimillionaires, which, by the way, most of them are extremely unhappy and extremely sick. So, but they'll say, you know, I spent $400,000 in rehab centers, for example, for 20 years, and I still couldn't get rid of my addictions. And then, you know, I'll talk to them, but then they say, but I've been clean for 10 years. I haven't done anything. And this could be gambling addiction. It could be a drug addiction, alcohol addiction. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is the same response has happened when I've talked to these individuals and they've been able to conquer their addiction for 10 or 15 years and they've never even had a thought of going back. And the question I ask them is, what was it? You've been to all these rehab centers and nothing worked there. What was it that finally changed you? And it's the same answer every time. I had to go through the worst pain, the worst suffering. I had to lose everything. I had to go through the most trauma I've ever been through before in my entire life. Mm. And something clicked inside of me. And that's what changed me. And that is exactly what's happening right now in the world. You know, I had a mom call me that was, you know, completely brainwashed from California. She couldn't wait to take her daughter in to get the shot. Her daughter got the shot and her daughter died within 12 hours of getting the shot.
That's bad.
That is about the most pain and the most trauma that you could ever go through. Mm. She said, I intuitively knew at that moment that it was the shot that killed my daughter. And she had an aha moment. She woke up and now she is one of the most, I mean, she is out there spreading she converted, like she flipped. She had that great awakening happen to her. It sucks that she had to go through that pain and that trauma and lose her daughter. But I tell you, this is the way people need, this is how people wake up.
Yeah, this is. I mean, I for people who know me for doing OAM radio and stuff, we've done seminars and talked about the psychology of the waking up process. We've called it the fluid belief system, and we address this issue in our talk. and we go through all the psychology and the processes that you go through and people have gone through in their experience to waking up. And a lot of them is either a death of somebody in the family or a loss of a job, or it, their own health takes, you know, takes a turn for the worst. A number of things which are the catalyst for them to question what's going on and why is this happening. And the worst thing is to lose a child. I mean, that's just, you know, it's heartbreaking when that happens. But as you say, it's something that is the catalyst for people to start asking questions. And hopefully with the what COVID has done, funny enough, I know it has its problems and the issues that it's caused, but what COVID has done has caused an awful lot of people to wake up and question the system. So they've shot themselves in the foot, really.
That's exactly what's happening. Look at all of the right. Look, it's not, it's opened people up to start thinking for themselves again. Look at all of the, you know, for the first time now, people are starting to see the election fraud that's been happening all over the world. We've known from the beginning of time, even if you look back in Roman times, that elections have always been fraudulent. They've always, if you look at the cabal, the secret societies, you look at the Club of Rome, you look at the Masons, you look at the Illuminatis, you look at all this stuff, everything has all been structured and planned from every single person being put into office. The Republican and Democrat Party we have over here is ridiculous. It doesn't even matter. They're both the same group of people. Mm. And what they've tried to do is divide us in many different ways. Like they want to divide us by race. They want to divide us by religion. They want us to fight amongst each other so we never pay attention to what they're doing. It's a diversion technique. It's a tactic.
It's what they normally roll out. You know, it's funny how we have this kind of two-party political system worldwide. Over here in Ireland, we've really Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are the biggest parties. In the UK, you have the Conservatives and Labour. In America, you have the Republicans and Democrats. And other countries, there's always the two-party system. There are other parties, but there's always tend to be two that tend to be the biggest. And what's the chances of all that happening at the same time and it working out that way? You know, is it, what a coincidence, huh?
Yeah, but all those parties are really run by the same group of people, yeah. the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the J.P. Morgans of the world, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, and the elites that are, you know, controlling. It's really a joke when you think about it, because it's all they're doing is just, they control both parties anyway, but they make the people believe or to choose one party based upon, you know, the different roles and responsibilities of each party. Like we say in the United States, it shouldn't be, you know, the Republicans are red, the Democrats are blue. It shouldn't be red or blue. It should be red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the unity. That's the freedom. There should be no parties. It should be, you know, whoever has the best qualifications to run. It's literally a joke. Our politicians over here, I mean, obviously you look at our president, you look at what's happening over here. It's a clown world, but that's, you know, we're the people that know about this, and like myself and other people that are teaching about this, this is all that, whether it's politics, whether it's COVID, whether it's censorship, you know, now all of this is waking people up. I mean, people are starting to see what's going on. They're starting to see this clown show that's happening. And like you said, they're shooting themselves in the foot and they don't even know it, because this is what's waking people up.
Yeah, totally. Well, listen, before we go over to the questions, and thanks to everybody for putting the questions in the chat, I'm sure there's going to be more. I just want to touch base with you. You're in the group with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I've interviewed Dr. Sherry. And the interview that we did, she was very concerned at the time, because it was early last year, I think, when we did the interview. And she was very concerned at the time of the transmission of people who were just vaccinated, because there was saying she was saying that there was women that were menopausal were having their menstrual cycle return, and there's issues along with that and other issues people were experiencing. And she couldn't put it down to something in particular. So even though these people were not vaccinated, because they were around people who were vaccinated or recently vaccinated, there was some kind of, she felt, transmission that was going on. Did you get any further with that research?
Yeah, we know now that there's no doubt that the shedding, we call it shedding, that there's no doubt that the shedding is having an effect on people that did not get the jab, and especially what happened in Europe over this summer. Lots of people, and this is just anecdotal stuff that we've heard from, there's no scientific study on it, but there's lots of anecdotal evidence from a lot of people from the United States that went to Europe, traveled to Europe over this past summer, that were not, had not received the jab. And they all reported there was lots and lots of chemtrails in the cities in Europe and Italy, throughout the UK, throughout most parts of Europe, the Mediterranean, Greece area. And, you know, in Europe, when you're walking around in the summer, you're walking around in those, even like in Austria especially, you're walking around in those small streets and there's just massive amounts of people. And pretty much every single person that came back from their trip to Europe was very ill and very sick for weeks after they returned from their European vacation. And we all talk together because we have over 20,000 people a day that reach out to us, to our research team from all over the world. And so does Sherry and so does everybody else. So we kind of compare that data. And so we know without a doubt, we know that the shedding is real. And when I say shedding, it's – so there's different categories, right? So there's breathing it in through the air, you know, being around people and breathing it in through the air. Mm-hmm. And then there's the sharing of bodily fluids, which is even worse than that. So kind of like a category one would be being around a bunch of people, like on trains and on airports and just walking down crowded streets. You know, you're just breathing the air. And so we do know it is transmissible that way, the shedding. And then the second level would be the sharing of bodily fluids. And that would be people that are dating people, like one person got the jab and they're dating somebody that didn't have the jab. And so, you know, kissing and stuff like that, or, you know, even potentially sweating and rubbing up against somebody who's been sweating. So those are all modes of transmission that have been identified. But we also know that, for example, even in areas of Serbia, we've talked to people that have seen low-level planes flying and spraying through the air. So we don't know how much of that is actually being sprayed through the air versus how much of that is just, you know, breathing from being close to people, okay, close distance to people.
Let me just quickly question that. Through the transmission, now obviously this is in the blood. So although the transmission might happen when somebody's been vaccinated, it's only a short-term thing, I think. I had a guest on, Danny from Australia, and he said that he was around somebody that had been vaccinated. And basically he took some vitamins and stuff like that. He said it was like getting a cold or something. He said he felt there was something got to do with that anyway. And he said he's okay now. But he obviously felt that it was just the initial being around that person. There was some kind of transmission. So if their nanotech is in the blood, then even with bodily fluids, are you saying it's still the nanotech can be still transmitted?
So I'm going to give you a little bit of background here on some how organisms work. So I would say yes, because we don't fully know. So everybody is different, right? Like everybody has different levels of parasites in their bloodstream and in their bodies. You have a whole different ecosystem in your body than I have in my body, right? And, yep. And so this is the hard thing to kind of pin down. And this, at the beginning, I was telling you, they did this specifically for a reason, so it would be extremely hard for us to pin anything down. For example, I've had conversations with Ryan Cole, and there's still to this day that what they're calling COVID, we don't even have identified, okay? Yeah. So let's just say they're spreading stuff through the air, or we're, you know, someone who got the shot where we had that has nanobots, that has different types of organisms, maybe some man-made variants of E. coli or Marburg's or Ebola or who knows what. There's not, everybody's different, and who knows what those are mixing with and what kind of microorganisms are being developed within each individual. Just think of your body as a petri dish in a way, okay? Yeah. So let's say that I could introduce a bacteria into my body, and it could replicate with another bacteria that I have in my body. And who knows what that, what the baby of that bacteria is going to be. So like what we're dealing with here, nobody or none of the scientists that I've been talking to really know, because it can be individualized, right? I mean, yeah. And that's part of the theory behind what's been happening and why people are continually getting sick, because let's say you put a cocktail in one person that mixes with all those bacteria and all those parasites and all that stuff in their body, and then all of a sudden they're producing a whole nother realm of, you know, microorganisms that they can spread to somebody else. So that's why it's really hard to isolate and say, okay, there's just – because think of the influenza, for example. Once the influenza virus replicates – it's a new virus. It's a new strain, right? That's why the flu shot, it's literally impossible to create a flu vaccine, because anyone can look this up online. Every time it replicates, it's a new strain. So like what we're dealing with here, we don't know yet. I don't know anybody that knows yet, because everybody has their own petri dish inside their body. So everybody that's gotten the jab, who knows what they're producing when that jab interfaces in their individual petri dish, which if you think about it deeply, you give people jabs all over the world, who knows what type of organisms are going to be continually produced and spread. I mean, this could be like a massive spreader type situation, to where you're going to have people continually being exposed to new strains and new strains. Now, of course, they're coming out there and they're saying, oh, now we have this strain. Oh, now we have this strain. Now we have this strain. Well, yeah, because that's what happens when you start introducing these things into these petri dishes of people that already have massive amounts of bacteria and protozoa and all kinds of different parasites living in their body. That's what these synthetic parasites are doing. They're designed to create new organisms within people.
Yeah, it's like an intelligence onto themselves, and they just replicate. I know they said that the flu is basically 50% the rhinovirus, and the other 50% is just a concoction of, you know, it changes, as you said. They said over here, and I don't know whether it's the same in the US, it probably is, that since 2018, the flu jab ingredients have changed, and now they're bringing out mRNA in the flu vaccine as well. So another reason to avoid it. Okay, we better go off to the questions, because people will be asking. They'll want to know what the answer is to their question. We will get to the solutions at the end of the show, by the way, folks. We are not, you know, we're not, just not going to give you the bad news. We've got good news for you as well. So we'll go off to the questions. John wants to know, has Edward heard of David Noakes and GCMAF?
Yes, I have. The GCMAF is basically been shut down. We were using it years ago. It's very effective as an immune modulator. But I'm going to tell you at the end of the show how you can get natural GCMAF for free in your body. And what happened over here in the United States is the FDA and all the agencies, because it was so effective, they came after and shut everybody down that had anything to do with GCMAF. So, but there's ways that you can actually get that for free within your system. Because I mean, GCMAF is really just a protein derived macrophage activating factor, and when you're activating the macrophages, it can do a lot for stabilizing and preventing and eliminating any type of abnormal cell growth, etc. But yeah, I always ask the question, say, why would you need to take GCMAF to begin with? Well, why would you need to take that or many of the other things that are out there? And the reason why is because your body's toxic and your body has too many parasites and your body is producing abnormal cells. And so I always like ask the question, why? Well, why is your, so this is what happens right now in society. Even when you go to natural practitioners and natural doctors, is that they take a history of you and then they send you out with a bag full of supplements. Mm. My research has always been to say, okay, why do you need to take the GCMF? Why do you have abnormal cell division? And so addressing the root cause of that, which goes back to the external environment being toxic and the internal environment being toxic, and cleansing and healing that by, you know, taking those steps, is always much better than still treating the symptoms of the condition instead of the root cause of the condition.
Okay, great. And David was on the show. I interviewed David a few times, and obviously, you know, things are a bit better now, I think, at the moment. But they tried to shut him down and jail him. I think they did jail him for a period of time. Okay, Critical Ali wants to know, question for Dr. Ed. Ever heard of HAT therapy for treatment of sepsis and upper respiratory infections? It's basically histamine, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, and thiamine, vitamin B. I have seen this compound work on people with very serious inflammation and respiratory illnesses.
I mean, I've heard of those individual things, and the respiratory issues are kind of the hardest to work with. So what I use for respiratory issues, I use a nebulizer, and the nebulizer that we – the solutions that we put in the nebulizer are a certain percentage of iodine and water – distilled water, and then we also use a small amount of hydrogen peroxide in water for one day. And those are the nebulizing solutions I've used. That sounds good. Like I said earlier, you know, there's always thousands of solutions out there, and not one of them can be better than the other one. But I feel, and I've been saying, that what I believe is respiratory issues, by the way, are some of the hardest to treat because it's getting stuff down into the lungs. Mm. My favorite respiratory treatment of all time was actually developed by Nikola Tesla. This is what I use for respiratory, is the VapoZone device Tesla developed and sold for a few years before it got taken down. But it's a certain type of glass tube that, you know, you run ozone and you put tea tree oil in there, and it creates a mist, kind of like a vaping mist of an ozol-based solution that you breathe into your lungs. And it's great for the histamine as well. But any of that stuff, yeah, I don't have anything, you know, what we use for that, for respiratories, we use those two solution dilutions, which one is the – so we'll have people do like take six deep breaths of the nebulizer with the nascent iodine and water mix, and then, you know, a few hours later, a couple hours later, do the mix of the hydrogen peroxide and water.
Yeah, no, we use – I mean, Harry Rhodes has been on the show, and Harry has had some fantastic success with oregano, as he called it in America, and with a carrier oil. And he's had some great results with a vape. So you put it into the vape and you just vape it. And he's had some great success with that. And because oregano has a fantastic history, and you can get it right down into the lungs. I've used it myself where a cough that I had that just wouldn't go away. And I used Harry's vape, and within 3 days, the cough was gone. So it was, you know, that's just another way to get it down into the lungs. So it can help. Next question. Shane wants to know, what does your guest say about taking DSMO internally? I bought some, but I am nervous about digesting it.
So it's DMSO, which is dimethyl sulfoxide, and I'm a huge, huge fan of DMSO. I mean, if you read Morton Walker's book, I think it's called The Miracle of DMSO or something like that. I can't remember the name of it, but DMSO is actually a product of wood processing, and it's a very powerful carrier. It's a very powerful – even when we're using different types of IVs and different types of treatments in our cancer clinic, we would use DMSO because it works as a carrier. DMSO, it's always good to have some around, especially now with all of the clotting that's taking place from the people that have gotten the jab. There's an old folk remedy that if to always keep a little bit of DMSO around, because if you start having a heart attack or you start having a stroke and you ingest about a capful or about a half an ounce of DMSO, it will remove all the clots and it will liquefy any of the clots and stop the stroke or stop the heart attack. There was a guy named Dr. Jim Walker that had a book about that years ago, and I used to talk with him every so often, and he would always say, call me up. Yeah, I had somebody that was having a stroke or was having a heart attack, and they drank their DMSO, and within seconds, their heart attack stopped or their stroke stopped, and they didn't have any type of residual paralysis or anything that with it. So DMSO can be applied multiple ways. You can apply it to the skin. It works extremely well for inflammation, like if you have any sprains or strains. Just make sure your skin is clean before you apply it, because it can carry with it whatever, you know, if there's any poisons. I think there was a couple cases where some people tried to kill somebody, and they mixed some snake venom in with some DMSO and just touched it on their skin, and the DMSO took it in internally. But DMSO is great. I would suggest anybody reading up on it more and utilizing. You can take it internally. It's not going to harm you at all. Most people mix it in with a little orange juice or something. It doesn't taste that good at all, but it can be used internally for sure.
Brilliant. Okay. Critical Ali wants to know a question. Does Dr. Ed use pure gum turpentine for cleansing gut parasites, which I think is pure pine oil concentrate?
No, I don't, but I do like it. I do like the pine turpentine. It was used, you know, back in the 1800s all the way up to like 1930s, I think, 1940s, before the AMA really came in and started shutting everybody down. They shut all the springs down. I mean, there was so much good research and so many healing modalities that were being looked at. From 1869 to 1930, maybe up till 1945, there's a whole host of information and doctors that were using all kinds of things. So I don't personally use it, because I have my a protocol that's more readily available for people to get rid of things. But that's one of many, many things. One of the top 10 modalities, the pine turpentine for eliminating parasites and harmful organisms from the body.
Okay, brilliant.
If you can get a good, really good source, go ahead and get a really good source, yeah.
Yeah, that's half the battle, is trying to get a good source for some of these treatments. Liam wants to know, question for Dr. Ed, has Dr. Ed heard anything about the 5G towers may be converted to deliver frequencies that are more harmonious to life on the planet?
Yes, those are a major threat. And I think as people are starting to wake up more and more to the threat of the 5G towers and who knows what else they're putting in there and what other frequencies they're transmitting, it's just under the cover of 5G. You know, we're seeing flocks of birds drop out of the sky. We're seeing all kinds of, you know, animals walking around in circles. We're sort of seeing really weird events happening all over the planet. But at the same time, we're seeing more and more people getting educated about the 5G. And you're seeing people that are knocking down 5G towers now and lighting them on fire and, you know, shooting them and stuff. And I'm not saying do that. But, you know, hopefully as we educate more of we get more politicians in office that actually – more of this stuff gets exposed. This is the time of exposure right now. That's part of the Great Awakening. Like, you know, people are becoming more and more open to understanding and listening to other people and understanding some of this information that's being put out there. I think when I was talking about this stuff, I think I started talking about it more and more in the mainstream in around 2017, 2018. It's pretty shocking, the effects of the 5G and these frequencies and how they affect our cells, how they affect microorganisms, how they can affect and transmute and these nanobots and control these nanobots and this nanotechnology that people are being exposed to and being injected with. It all works synergistically together. They need the 5G and the frequencies to be able to accomplish their mission, basically. So there's five areas here that that our research team has been looking at. I get this is a good time to start going into this. You and your listeners, and probably like the majority of people that listen to Sherry and Adele and all these individuals, what you've been hearing a lot of over the last couple years is spike protein, spike protein, yeah. Spike protein this, spike protein that, spike protein this, spike protein that. Okay, the mRNA technology will produce the spike proteins, and these spike proteins will continue to replicate with these nanobots. I call them like a nano spike protein, which people are starting to shift towards now. And these we're finding are, you know, creating multiple things. Okay, like they have the ability to literally produce poisons. We've identified, myself and mostly Dr. Brian Artis, which I've been working with, we've identified in people now, even that didn't get the jab, the production of snake venoms, spider venoms, different types of sea creature venoms, wood ant venom, spider venoms. And so the issue here is not necessarily suppressing the spike protein. That's easy to do, okay? Like pine needle tea and vitamin D and quercetin and iodine and many other things that are being used and talked about out there that are being used to so-called like stop the spike protein replication or slow down the spike protein replication. Our research has been more like, how do we stop the spike proteins from continually manufacturing these spike proteins? Because if you just continue to, you know, slow down the spike proteins, you're not addressing the root cause of these spike proteins to begin with. What is it that's doing these? That's what we need to be addressing. How this mRNA is literally changing the DNA. You know, who's talking about repairing the DNA out there? So our research team has identified five different areas that need to be addressed that no one out there is talking about, okay? Spike protein is the least of the worries, because that's on the outside. That what we need to be talking about is how to stop the nanobots, how to repair the DNA. So there's these five things. Number one is DNA repair. Number two is nanobot deactivation, and this goes into the quantum dot technology and the synthetic parasites. What they're calling spike proteins are really synthetic parasites that are cruising around. And until you stop those, until you kill those, then you're really stopping the spike proteins. Otherwise, all you're doing is just slowing it down. The third is the spike protein replication, which we talked about. The fourth is the poison antidote. And so these same organisms, I'm calling them synthetic parasites, are the same things that are producing the spike proteins, the same things that are producing these poisons. And then number five is the 5G and the EMF protection. But really what our research team has been focused on the most has been the DNA repair, because remember I was talking about earlier that, you know, Sherry and all these doctors are saying you have a 5-year survival rate if yeah. you've gotten the jab. Mm. Okay, the reason why is because no one has been able to figure out how to repair the DNA once it's been damaged from the mRNA. Mm. That's what we figured out how to do. And our research team is the only one out there that's figured out how to repair the DNA. Now, are you ready? Are your listeners ready for this information? Because this information is the secret.
Shoot away. Yep.
that no one out there is talking about that I've been presenting out there to these individuals that we've found. And this research started when I was on the COVID task force and we were working with doctors over in India. Now, what I'm about to reveal is going to seem like it might not seem too controversial for you guys over in Ireland, but it's extremely controversial over here in the United States. It's one of the most suppressed medical secrets ever in the history of man, yet one of the most researched by our medical community. It's a healing modality that's been around for over 5,000 years that most people have been taught a deception about. And what this healing modality is urotherapy. Urotherapy or urine therapy, as it's called in India. We got turned on to this during the COVID task force, and I was the doctor that took on this research because over in India, most people didn't have access to any type of medications or supplements or anything like that when they got COVID. And they would go to these urotherapy clinics or just drink their own urine, and they would be, you know, healed within 48 hours, 72 hours. Well, as our team took this research project on, we started more and more over the period of 2 years gathering as much research and data as we possibly could on this lost remedy, and found that multiple books and multiple research has been done on this for over 5,000 years, including one of the best books that's ever been written on it called Your Own Perfect Medicine by Martha Christie. Now, why is this so important? Okay, so what is the most powerful anti-venom agent that's been researched over the last, you know, thousands of years? Just so happens to be your own urine. When people go into the forests in Brazil or South America or in India and they get bit by a black mamba or some sort of a poisonous snake, they know that the only way they're going to survive, that within 15 seconds of them getting bitten by the poisonous snake, their body produces the antivenom or the antipoison, and it comes out through their urine. This is well known, you know, throughout tribes for hundreds of years. So basically what they do is they drink their own urine, which has the antivenom, it has the antipoison in it. When all this information started coming out about all these snake venoms and all this spike proteins producing all these venoms, well, guess what the number one antidote is for venoms? The number one antidote is your own urine. It's just we've been taught to believe that urine is a toxic substance coming out of our body, when in reality, only life-giving substances come out of the reproductive organs, the penis and the vagina, and only life-giving. And urine is actually the most powerful vibrational medicine known to man, which contains over 3,600 nutrients, peptides, GCMAF, stem cells. Matter of fact, in June of this year, a scientific research paper came out where they collected people's urines for 24 hours and found that it contained 140 stem cells. They let it sit for 21 days, and in 21 days, there was over 100 million stem cells, undifferentiated stem cells, by the way, that the original stem cells had produced.
Okay, can I just jump in there? So yeah. The whole rumor or the whole discussion people talk about, if you get stung by a jellyfish, that you urinate on the sting and that helps. One side of the argument is, no, it doesn't work. It's just a fallacy. And other people are saying, well, it actually does work. I mean, is that true?
Remember I told you that I was going to be revealing one of the most powerful secret remedies in the world that anyone from any type of condition, disease, or anything could benefit from? Yeah. Yes, it works, and that's why it works, because if you get bit by a jellyfish and you pee on it or whatever, your body contains almost immediately, your body develops the anti-venoms and the anti-poisons. Now, listen to this. Check this out. What is the main issue that people are having with this nanobot technology and these spike protein technologies? Blood clotting, right?
Mm, big time.
Guess what the medical profession has used for 50, 60 years for blood clotting? If you look it up on drugs.com, you can go to drugs.com and type in urokinase, U-R-O-kinase, K-I-N-A-S-E. And it literally says right there, urokinase is the world's most effective, and it says this, clot-busting drug. Where does urokinase come from? It comes from human urine. So not only will it neutralize poisons, but it will also prevent you from getting any blood clotting. Now, because it has stem cells, it's the only thing that we've been able to find that can completely reverse any of the DNA damage caused by the mRNA technology and caused by anybody that's gotten any shots. Now, we're working with one other doctor, which, you know, there's only was one other way that you can start generating stem cells, because your body – so none of these herbs, like you have all these doctors saying, oh, yeah, drink pine needle tea or take quercetin and or zinc and all that. And I say that too, because those are all really good things, right, or yeah. Ivermectin. But what is out there that contains your original quantum energetic memory of your DNA? There's no product out there, nothing that contains your quantum vibrational coding. See, DNA has a quantum component and it has a physical component. That's why people that get their foot cut off or they get their leg cut off, they can still feel their toes. We still have an energetic body. It's called the phantom energetic system of the body. Your DNA basically has a vibrational, quantum vibrational component to it. And your body, no matter what, if you take any type of mRNA or gene altering, genetic engineering, this is a genetic engineering project, basically. This is a bioweapon. It's not a vaccine. This is a geoengineered, a genetically engineered bioweapon that is specifically designed to make you half man, half robot. And it does that through altering your DNA. When you get it injected into you. So how are you going to reverse that? That's the question everybody needs to be asking. Well, there's only two things that our research team has been able to find. Your own urine or potentially water-only fasting, because we know water-only fasting through the autophagy process that happens. We know, and there's been scientific studies that have proven, that your body starts going back and reverting to original stem cells. So that's why this is so important, this technology that I'm talking about.
Okay, so there has to be a caveat that goes with this, i.e. that I think you have to, if you want to go down this road, I think it's the first pee in the morning that you have to take, I believe. Is that true?
Not necessarily. However, it's been shown that the first morning urine is the most powerful and does contain the most stem cells. And how you can start by just, you know, dipping your finger in your urine and putting it in your mouth and then working your way up from there, maybe doing a dropper full underneath your tongue. But it's when you start, it's and by the way, I put all this research, because this is controversial and I've already been bashed through, you know, all the mainstream media for talking about this. But the reason I'm talking about it is because it's life-saving. And I want people to know that they have the most powerful medicine ever that they'll ever find being created inside of them every single day. And so however, you can rub it on your skin, you can do enemas with it, you can drink it, you can inject it. I put all of this information for free on a website called urotherapyresearch.com. urotherapyresearch.com. People can go there and find out and read all the PDFs, all the manuscripts, do all the research, everything. But yes, starting with your first morning urine is always the best way to do it. Some people start with an ounce. Some people start with multiple ounces. Some people start with a dropper full. Some people start with a drop.
Okay, can I just jump in there? Make sure if you're going to do this, it's not the night after you went to the pub with 20 pints and a chicken curry or a Chinese or something. Not recommended the next day. Maybe do it when you have a kind of early night and you have some water drank or something clean. Would you kind of agree with that, Dr. Ed?
I would definitely agree with that. You want to, you know, especially if you're suffering from anything, you want to make sure that you start addressing what I originally talked about, cleaning up your external environment and cleaning your internal environment and cleansing and detoxifying. Now, you definitely don't want to, you know, do it if you've had, you know, a bunch of recreational drugs and alcohol and all that stuff the night before, for sure. So make sure you're just, you wouldn't want to be doing that anyway if you're suffering from any type of health condition. If you're suffering from any type of health condition, or maybe even just a symptom of something, maybe you have psoriasis or you're dealing with, or maybe you have ringing in the ears, or maybe you have nail fungus, or, you know, it doesn't matter. You want to start looking at repairing and regenerating your system. And so the least amount of chemicals and the least amount of toxins that you're putting in your body are going to help your body recover the fastest.
To start you off, we have a number of questions that we have to get through. We have a few minutes, about 20 minutes left. But would it benefit people who are don't really want to jump in fully, is that when they have to take a sample of their urine in the morning, that they could actually water it down, maybe with some orange juice or something like that as a starter, just to take it easy?
Yes, yes, you can. A lot of people kind of start that way. They'll mix it in with, like, they'll squeeze a little bit of fresh lemon juice in there. That works really good. If your pee smells really bad, that's a sign that your body is toxic. And that's why we were meant to have urine is not a toxic way. You don't have any toxic stuff coming out through your urine. The toxins come out through your, when you breathe them out, when you sweat them out, and when you defecate them out. Now, I have this question all the time. It's like, well, how come I, you know, do urinalysis and my doctor can find, like, metals and chemicals and, you know, supposedly toxins in there? Those are already broken down. They're already conjugated, and your urine is a relay system. You know, people have survived, like in earthquakes, for example, that have been on the, you know, buried in rubble for 40 days just by drinking their own urine. And when they tested them, they didn't have any nutritional deficiencies. They barely lost any muscle mass. So you have proteins, amino acids. I mean, basically you have every single thing you need to survive, including hormones. That's how you balance your hormones out. You know, especially men and women who have, it's so hard to balance out their hormones the older you get. One of the best ways to do that is through the urotherapy.
Brilliant.
All of that. It's one of those topics that you just need to do your own research on and figure out the same thing that I figured out. But you should not be living in fear at all. If you know this secret, look, if they were to come knock down my door right now and throw me in the back of a van, which might be something that we're all going to have to be dealing with, and bringing me to some sort of a camp and injecting me, you know, without my consent, I know that I never have to fear anything. I know no matter where I am, I'm going to have the perfect medicine that will be able to neutralize and repair me already that's coming out of my system. So it's kind of like having that knowledge is something that brings freedom, and you should never be in a state of fear ever again knowing this information.
Exactly. And of course, there's breatharians out there who haven't eaten in years, so it can be done. You know, it can be done. Right, okay, let's fly through these questions if we can. John wants to know, does your guest think that the wearing of sunglasses for long periods can prevent the sun's healing, as the eyes take in a large percentage of vitamin D?
I believe that no one should ever. I never wear sunglasses. I believe that sunglasses, there could with the invention of sunglasses, I feel, was kind of a conspiracy theory to prevent people from getting the rays of sunlight into their eyes like they're supposed to. And I also believe the invention of sunblock, all of that stuff that people lather all over their skin every day, is two of the most damaging things that were ever invented. Because I never wear sunglasses when I'm outside. I don't believe anyone should ever wear sunglasses when they're outside. Your body needs to soak in those sun's rays. That's what your eyes are for. Same with your skin, and the receptors on your skin is to soak in the sunlight. Now, what's happened is they've, through all the geoengineering and the chemtrails, they've been able to manipulate the different rays of the sun that are actually available for you. And they're blocking out the UVB rays to create vitamin D. So they know vitamin D is like one of the most important nutrients we need to keep our immune system strong. And by the way, I recommend everybody take some vitamin D on a regular basis, because we're just not able to get sufficient levels of vitamin D anymore. It's one of those things that pretty much everybody has to take. So yes, I do believe that. I believe that, you know, we should not be covering up the sun. We should not be wearing sunglasses outside.
Okay. Next one, John wants to know, she says, great guest. What is Dr. Edwards' advice if one has too much calcium buildup in their head?
Drinking distilled water. Drinking distilled water is the best thing you can drink to get rid of all the calcifications in the body. And this is another lie that we've been told. We've been taught, I mean, especially like when I was going through naturopathic and chiropractic school and all the different schooling I went through, I was always taught not to drink distilled water. That's actually one of the biggest lies ever and deceptions. We should be drinking at least 80 to 90% of our water should be distilled, and 10% could be spring water. If you look at the research that was done from the 1860s all the way up to the 1900s, most of the all the natural doctors would always recommend only drinking distilled water. We're consuming a massive amount of inorganic minerals, and what's happening is it's turning people to stone slowly from the inside out. And that's one of the biggest inflammatory reactions that we have. Think about all the cooked meals that people eat all day long. That's all inorganic minerals. People are not taking in enough organic minerals. Organic minerals are going to be from your fresh fruit that you eat, the fresh vegetables that you eat. So we have an accumulation of inorganic minerals and not as much organic minerals. And drinking distilled water will help pull those inorganic minerals and start cleaning all those calcifications out of your system. Same with the urotherapy will help you do the same thing, and then changing your diet and eating more healthy and increasing more of your organic mineral intake.
Of course, people can buy a water distiller and just put in their spring water into this distiller to get distilled water and just take it, and it'll decalcify the pineal gland, I assume, and start the process of detoxing the body.
Yes. Every water that's made by God or made by nature is distilled water. That's why you have rainwater and you have water that are naturally distilled in your fruits and your vegetables. Once the rainwater hits the ocean or hits the streams or hits the trees and it goes down the springs, it becomes inorganic. It's not distilled anymore. And so even if you look at the history of people living by springs that drank spring water, they died very young because their bodies became calcified. And there's even autopsy reports of people living next to spring waters that drank spring water, where during the autopsy, they would pull out their organs that were petrified. Their organs were literally like stone. So it's not good to, you know, and all these spring water companies that are out there, and you're drinking all this bottled water with all these minerals in it, it's causing more and more damage to people because they're consuming all these minerals that the liver cannot convert to organic because the liver is too congested already. And you're just putting way, way too many of these inorganic minerals in your system.
So did the distilled water help to your liver, help to clean up your liver?
Distilled water will eventually, but that's another reason why I recommend doing liver cleansing. You know, really good intestinal cleansing, liver cleansing, parasite cleansing, and chemical and heavy metal cleansing. Now, I know there's a lot of them out there. We've developed our own organic, non-GMO, really highly powerful cleansing systems on globalhealing.com. You're welcome to go over there, look at those. We've been doing detoxification and cleansing, advanced detoxification and cleansing, for over 25 years. So, of course, I'm going to be biased to our products, but that's just because I'm a real stickler for quality and therapeutic value and energetics and all that stuff. So whatever you choose is fine, but just we really need to be cleansing our body on a regular basis.
Yeah, totally. Right, CXZR wants to know, do you hold any hope for the nationally and governmentally run healthcare systems?
No, because they're all, if you look at the people that run the government healthcare systems, they're all ex-pharmaceutical people, or they're all politicians that have some tie to big pharma. And, you know, the three-letter organizations are the worst. They're the ones that are killing off the whole world population. You look at the World Health Organization, which is more like the World Disease Organization or the World, you know, Killing Organization, and the UN and the FDA and all of these three-letter organizations that are out there. There, I do have hope that eventually we can change all that, and we'll get the right people in there that are really more or less geared towards teaching people how to live a healthy life and reducing the amount of chemicals and toxins in the foods and the beverages. And I mean, these organizations approve chemicals to put in foods that are cancer-causing chemicals, that are disease-causing chemicals. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, aspartame, you know, to mention a few, is quite common in a lot of products that you buy. Well, I mean, I don't buy products with aspartame in it, but you see them all the time. Okay, we'll fit in one more question. And one more question is critical. Ali wants to know, does Dr. Ed know if the addition of Nagalase into previous vaccines was part of Agenda 2030? It seems it destroys the body's ability to create GC-MAF, which is vital in fighting cancer.
Yeah, I do. I do think that is a viable, you know, one of the options. But I think there's many, many other things, too, that have been introduced. And I think we'll continue to find the combination. I think that what no one knows is, like I explained earlier, yes, Nagalase, I do believe. But also, for example, like if you have mercury and aluminum in the body, when mercury and aluminum touch each other, it creates a violent reaction. So like, let's say you have 80,000 chemicals that people can be consuming every single day, and you have all these other different types of organisms. I mean, no one knows what's really going on with these multiple reactions that are happening within the system. So it's a combination, I think, of multiple things that's causing the destruction of the transformation of our cells and creating a dysfunctional organism being the human. So I think, like, again, coming into play is how important it is to actually keep your body clean and how important it is to actually avoid, you know, these toxic preservative foods and restaurants and all that stuff and really clean up your life emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's been great information, Dr. Ed. Thank you very much for coming on the show. It really has been very informative, and the listeners are asking for a part two already. So I think that'd be great to do that in the new year. So a big thank you for coming on the show and sharing all the information. Before I let you go, do you want to give out your links again? Now, I just want to read out the URL there for Urotherapy. I think it's urotherapyresearch.com. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, not E-U-R-O as in the Euro, but no, it's U-R-O. Yeah.
U-R-O. And you can find me on Telegram. It's kind of like my secret group that I spread information, because I'm pretty heavily censored out there. So Telegram is Dr. Group Official. That's where you can really get the inside information of what's currently going on. And my YouTube channel is just Dr. Group, Dr. Group. Luckily, I haven't been taken off of YouTube, but I kind of keep things simple on there. I have some really good urotherapy videos on YouTube that are still there. And then Global Healing is the main website. I also have some courses that people can take on Global Healing about different strategies to keep yourself healthy and happy.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff. All right, Dr. Ed, thank you for coming on. Just stay with me there for a minute. We're going to go off to a musical break, and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
There you go, Dr. Ed. Fantastic information there from Dr. Ed about loads of things. COVID, urine therapy gives a new meaning to when they say you're taking the piss. but there you go. Good to know that is available to us from our own body if needs must. And if it's good for getting rid of blood clots, then that's another point of interest, you know. Now, would I try it myself? I don't know. That's why I asked about the whole using the orange juice and diluting it, you know. I mean, you know, the thought of it, you know, is kind of off-putting, but if it has all them benefits, well, you know, when needs must, I suppose you have to look at it that way, I suppose. But anyway, but yeah, Dr. Ed, definitely do a part two in the new year. That would be fantastic to do that and have another catch up on things. Maybe he'll have more information regarding COVID and the things that what's causing it and the spike proteins and all that. Maybe he'll have more information then if we do another part two with him in the new year. That'd be fantastic. So, okay. Now. Right, okay. The guest for next week, it will be the kind of final show of the year, because that's going to be the 18th of December, and the next week after that is the 25th, and I'm taking that day off. You know, I think I deserve a bit of a break. And so I'm going to take the 25th off. So the last day of the year will be the 18th. Now, I normally do an annual review, but the annual review is going to be on the 1st of January, because again, it'll be the 1st of January. It'll be just a cup of tea with me talking about the things that happened over the year. If there's any other news I'll give you, I'll talk about it. But it'll just be self having a chat, an unofficial show. If you want to tune in, you might be hungover from the New Year's celebrations, you never know. But mind you, the cost of beer and alcohol these days, I'd probably stick to the spring water. Or the cup of tea, maybe. That's it. I won't be kind of going mad or anything like that. I don't think, no plans anyway. Right, okay, so my guest on the show next week is Kim, a ground commander from UNN. And Kim's going to be on to give us a roundup of the year and the things that are going on and what's happening. Any good news regarding the removal of the cabal and everything else. Apparently it's going very well. And we're getting loads of support to sort them out and to take the head off the snake and to go down the pyramid bit by bit. And the cabal and elites are in panic mode at the moment, but they won't show it publicly, obviously, because they have to show they're still in control. But they're losing the plot. Now, there's also a rumour that a number of MEP, 16, I think it was 16 MEP houses were raided over the last couple of days, and five or six have been arrested, and they found about €600,000 in one of the houses. Now, this was said by Nigel Farage, who was the ex-UKIP MP. So if you want to search it, look up Nigel Farage, and he does a talk about MEPs being arrested and money being found, and he thinks it's related to the Qatar World Cup. But we know that Europe is a cesspit of corruption, and the politicians over there, Claire Daly is always talking and giving out to them and saying that we know that you're all corrupt. I don't know how people can vote these days. I really, really don't get it, why people are not seeing that our voting system, even in Ireland, as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion and my viewpoint, is corrupt. And that's why I deregistered years ago, because I just don't vote, because you're just Tweedledum and Tweedledee. When the chess game is controlled by two sides, it doesn't matter who goes in. So there you go. That's my kind of little soapbox rant talking about, you know, the vote and all that kind of stuff. But we are getting there, you know, and apparently, yes, I know. I had S.A. Smith on the show there twice. And apparently we're going to be shifting by the end of the year, you know. And look, I want to be proven wrong. And if we do shift, it'd be fantastic if we do. It will be brilliant for everybody, right? Because we're all feeling the energies and we're all feeling what's going on. Okay, so if that shift does happen, happy days. But as I said to SA, and I was being very honest with her, I said, SA, I have heard it all before over the years, and nothing of it has ever happened, but 2012 being one of them. So I am booking guests in for the new year, but I hope I don't need to. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope we do shift and move, but we won't know till the time comes around and we'll see what happens. Okay, so, you know, I'm keeping a very, very open mind, and I'm more than happy to be proved wrong. And I hope I am proved wrong. I really do, because I think we all need it. I think these energies are really knocking us out and affecting us in so many different ways. So it'd be fantastic if the shift did happen. And I'm keeping an eye on what Asay is saying on her website as well, on her YouTube page. So, you know, we'll see what happens anyway. So for myself, I'm glad you enjoyed the show. It was great fun talking to Dr. Ed and getting all that information. And Polly wants to know in the chat room, are you not going to 5D then? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I don't know. It depends. Apparently, we have made the choices already with our higher selves. So, you know, we'd have to see what happens. But I'm open to, you know, whatever happens anyway. Anyway, have a great week. Stay safe. The weather's getting bad. Watch the roads. Drive easy. You know, it can be icy. Apparently, snow's going to come in as well. So, look, just be careful and stay safe, okay? And wrap up, keep warm and all that kind of stuff. All right, have a great week. And we will see you next week. We'll talk to you next week. If you have any news, email me, obviously, and let me know if there's any news. And I can have a look at that as well. So, take it easy. Have a good one. Bye-bye. See you next week.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.